We pray. Merciful Lord, gather us by the light of your grace. Reveal your glory through your holy word. Unfold your mysteries into our hearts and lives, dear Lord, that we might forever rejoice that our Savior has come to us to take us home to be with him in glory. Bless us and strengthen us through your word divine now and forevermore. In Christ our living Lord, we pray. Amen. Christmas is a marvelous time to go back and sing all those wonderful Christmas songs that we're so familiar with. And yet, however, there's a brand new Christmas song out that's really quickly rising to the top of my favorite list. And that's that tune, Mary, Did You Know? The lyrics written by Mark Lowry. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind, to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you are holding is the great I Am. Aren't those marvelous lyrics? They just speak to a person's heart, and they drive home the truth that Jesus is fully God and fully human all the time. And that's so important for us to grab a hold of. Jesus didn't just kind of become God a moment here or a moment there. God didn't just come down and use him and rule him at brief moments to do his work and fill him and empower him here and there. No, from the moment of Jesus' conception, he was 100% God and 100% human, all at the same time and all continuously, all the time. And as impossible as that was for Mary to comprehend with her intellect, and for us, it's necessary that we hold on to that truth and see both his divine and his human nature working simultaneously together as one throughout Jesus' entire ministry if we're going to understand what he was doing and saying, and that we understand that as we pray to him this very day. Otherwise, we miss the mark, and we're so easily confused. God demanded that his people come down to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. And so Mary and Joseph and Jesus went down to Jerusalem. Do you find it interesting that throughout all of Jesus' childhood, God didn't decide to record anything about that except this one event when he's 12 years old? Doesn't it kind of jump out at you for its uniqueness? Why this event, Lord? What is it that you want us to understand? What is it we're supposed to grab a hold of and hold in our hearts that's so immensely important about this one journey to Jerusalem? They found him in the temple court sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Here at 12 years old, Jesus gave the elders a little glimpse as to who was really sitting among them. They had to sit and take pause. As far as being a human boy, he was still growing and learning. But as far as him being true God, He's fully and completely God. They had never seen a 12-year-old boy with such great understanding of God's word and profound insight as to the gospel, God's plan to save his people. They're totally amazed by him. They had never been so enlightened by someone so young. Could this really be the Ancient of Days, the Messiah in human flesh? Jesus' humanity made it hard for them to see his divinity. Because as amazed as they were with him, he still just looked like a 12-year-old boy to them. And yet such remarkable opposites are contained in this one little boy. He's both the student and the teacher. He's both the master and the servant. He is both the ruler and the obedient little child. He's both the God of this temple and also the Lamb of this temple. We will be wise if we have 20/20 vision and can see both Christ's humanity and his deity all at the same time, because he uses both to their fullest extent in order to redeem us, in order to save us from our sins. After the Passover, Mary and Joseph and all their relatives did what they normally do. They head back home again, and Jesus was nowhere to be found, huh? Luke records for us, Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. Well, that's odd. That's out of character for him. We have to remember that Jesus doesn't do random things without purposes, just on a whim for no good reason. Jesus didn't disobey his parents either. His heavenly Father not only wanted him to come down for the Passover celebration, he wanted him to stay behind on this specific occasion. He was to be in his Father's house doing his Father's will at this moment. And so he was there revealing his divine nature to the elders. Jesus was perfectly obedient to his heavenly Father and to his stepfather here on earth. Why, we could even find ourselves in that predicament, huh? Where our heavenly Father tells us to do one thing and our earthly Father tells us to do the opposite. We always are to obey our heavenly Father, even in spite of someone else who has authority over us in this world. Mary didn't get that, did she? She was rather miffed at Jesus. Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you. Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house? But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Jesus wondered why they didn't know where he was. Why should this be such a mystery? Why was it a mystery? Because over these 12 years, Jesus' divine nature, him being God, had kind of faded from the forefront of their thinking. Oh, how bright and brilliant that was in the cradle in Bethlehem. But 12 years of having a nice, obedient little son, too, could obscure their vision that he's just another human. They too had forgotten or diminished the whole idea that this is truly God in our presence who has come into our family, and he always is doing the Father's will. Every single moment of every single day, no matter whether it hurts us or himself, he will always accomplish the will of his Father. Even at the end of his ministry, Jesus gives a little commentary on his life. He says, everything I have spoken and everything I have done has been exactly what my Father has told me to say and do. Nothing more, nothing less. I have only and always done what my Father has told me to do. And so that's why he's in the temple at this time. And wouldn't it be remarkable for Mary? She would see much more and suffer much more as Jesus keeps on fulfilling his Father's will, even to the point of her standing under the cross. But notice what Luke records. They did not understand what he was saying to them. That's kind of a common problem, isn't it? To be a blockhead when it comes to Scripture. Oh, Lord, if you give us any gift in this new year, oh, help us to not be blockheads, but rather reveal your mysteries to us. Well, understand this mystery then, that only the Holy Spirit can teach us. Our Savior came to be 100% human and 100% God for the sole reason of saving us. As human, he was obligated to obey every single commandment. And as God, he obeyed them perfectly for you and me. Our Savior, the God-man, now could die. And as God dies, he truly pays for the sins of the entire world. Our Savior, this God-man, both man and God, rose from the dead, one Jesus, and declared you and I his brothers and sisters. With those glorious words, he's going to go to his God and our God, to his Father and our Father. Through faith, we become his relatives. He is our Savior. And this 12-year-old boy in the temple, he simply just reminds us as to who has come to dwell with us. God in human flesh. Christians, do you know when you pray to Christ, you whisper into God's ear? Christians, do you know when you read the word, Jesus speaks and comes near? Did you know when guilt piles high that this boy grew up to die so that every dark stain washed in his blood cannot remain? Christians, do you know if your heart grows cold, Jesus will condemn you? Christians, do you know when your heart is grieved, Jesus will forgive you? Do you know when on the cross he cried, it was God himself who died? So that when we too shall die, in Jesus' glory we will rise. Yes, in faith we know. Amen. Please rise for prayer. We pray, Heavenly Father, warm our hearts and enlighten our souls, dear Lord, that we might sing your praise in holy joy here and hereafter in glory. What blessings you have showered upon us that we should be called the children of God by sending your Son to be the Son of Man. Bless us and strengthen us, dear Lord, in this holy faith that all our days we might sing your praise and eagerly look forward to the joys of your paradise. In Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.